here aren't real tired speakers, so I'm going to, just to maximise the time, I'm going to do the presentation through English, because otherwise I'm going to get half the time, basically. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to read the invitation forwarded to me by Paul, particularly seeing as I'm sort of a hellish mixture of Dublin and Kerry, possibly the worst possible thing in Cork.
Of course.
But the way I'm going to do this now is I'm going to read the poems in Irish, and then I'm going to, for most of them, I'm going to read a translation in English now. It's the usual disclaimer here that I don't stand over them as poems in themselves, and I don't normally publish them in English. I have broken that rule recently in one case, but I'm trying to have it both ways, basically. I want you to understand it, but at the same time, if you don't think it's that great, I want you to realise that it's only because of the translation. It can't be because of anything else. So, I'm going to start. Most of the stuff I'm going to read tonight is from the book Anam Vajra. I've written a good bit, I suppose, maybe too much, since the book came out 2 years ago now. Strange, seems a long time. But I find that a lot of what I've written lately doesn't translate very well, because I'm not sure why. Some of it is to do with me, or some of it's to do with other things, but most of the stuff I read is free verse, because I find that translates a lot better, so that decides to a certain extent what I read. The first poem I'm going to read is called So Lost Shiri, Eternal Peace, and it is to do with a place my father brought me when I was a teenager. He lived near Killarney, and it was very interesting, because this notion about we're all equal in death and things like that. But when he brought me to this place, this pauper's graveyard, then I could see that, you know, that necessarily wasn't the case, but I would say it doesn't really matter, but anyway, it was quite interesting. So lost Shiri. Mila o relig cluachach stairu lach a jo, a vratni in chias a rashling loch a lein, tal talad quish rikihe ele. Ni laun la stig, ach piabi sink iran, tahehe na grishi lime, gan anim, gan dartha, gan sunri janta. An soch ni hagan riel, busan a cum kaanig, an fechan tar loch is quail, o hinish fatin. Ni clishin na buch gan ni smo, ach clingith a fannin na farhine a gwinin na bribi full of a, mar fingin ni ag titim ar tarnac. Eternal solace. A mile from the famed ancient churchyard of Ahadó, which looks out on the beauty of Loch Lane, there is another consecrated ground. There's nothing within but galvanized piping welded into bare crosses. No names, no dates, no details engraved. Here they do not come, the busloads of Yanks, to gaze over Wooden Lake to Inishfallen. The paupers hear nothing now but the faint ring of rainfall against the hollow pipes like pennies falling on tarmac. The second poem I'm going to read is called Star or History, and it could apply to history as we know it as a school subject, or to personal history, or whatever. Think yourself. Star. Quintin le fíorachí lastig den chlégan ar nós lóg pídi snáfta. A tógáil ar ich chéile Bedigam on Luggy Kavi type here, the Hood of Art. Hogsam Clee Garanov, Vi Dinner, Be Fragrach, as a Rudy Hitamath. Gahain and Gail Nignakun She. Achnur Lagim Sheas and Lower, Leon Green, the Mahu Khan, Gath Birik, is called Last Sharab on Egoja and Yacht. History. The facts fall within my skull like snowflakes, building in drifts until I understand the logic which lay behind each deed and how seldom anyone was really answerable for what happened. All captives at serpent's dots. But when I lay down the book, the sun of emotion melts each fact, and the liquid bears the bitter savour of injustice. The third poem I'm going to read is fairly long. You'll be glad to know it's probably the only poem which could be described as really long that I'm going to read tonight. It's a poem that I dedicated to my father. It's called Mortis Kinna, which there isn't really a translation in English for the phrase. It kind of means something like pride in the blood or pride in your genealogy. And I wrote it because I was born in Dublin and we lived in Tala until I was 7. And then we moved down to West Kerry, and it was a bit like being moved to the moon, really. Because my parents were mostly, people assume that my parents are Gael Gores, and that's why we moved to West Kerry, but that wasn't true at all. They had practically no Irish. And we, it was kind of on a whim that we moved there, really. So we moved, I really had hardly a word of Irish when I moved to West Kerry, and at the time, really, there were people who didn't speak any English. And it took a long time to settle in there. Now, this is probably true in any place you go, really, but I think particularly in this case, it was difficult, and it was at the height of the Dublin-Kerry rivalry as well, so there was a bit of poison there at the same time. And when you live in the Gaeltacht, Gaeltacht is a funny world in itself. There's a lot of things going on that people outside, they look in and they think it's all very innocent and nice and everything, but a lot of it is not like that at all. It's very, can be very bleak, very sneaky. And a lot of has to do, you know, who your people are and where you come from or what island your people come from counts for an awful lot. So it's very hard to push yourself forward doing anything to do with the language if you're not from the right people. And I wrote this poem just to kind of show that I was proud of where I came from, regardless of the fact that I didn't really have anything to do with the place previous to moving there. So I'll read the Irish first again. Try and do it quick. Mortis Kinna. Pan gaffa e breitra an tanachai. Mar chuig na si an chul chuig is berger lo baab on the liaba. Gar siapadur greb an sfei lo gan dua. Ach gar lin gwell po mairir an chalín an relig teab an vaile. Is fus fliad a ri o an slua. Gar lagim si as an lawr rachim si mi hukar. Mar is blowin umdan mishib. Is cushion the hohonan a fashion of a lawn false, a horse blank and clicking, a fear the boote a ratter the hawahi, had a harlos, were rogan on sky orto. No a mere gaffa put the chel sheet or jumpo in your up to scrad assol gar maile. Is terame so, marvunu er suinus. It roll is gemerer the chaspera. Gan bwyt yn law a machin so a hadyn tŵch yn solus breine. Ga meach sied a fan ach yn slw a si, meir a lagan ar fiw rygad a brwyge. Agus misie dde he gangel na gwy gael a col le drisio gyd gwyachta. Chocid cawr gan tep gan gwyl. Mar achlosion mahinchor, Laeskin shield us part of this week in it, and not to it, not to it. Lucian shield our Louis Marfach in the Marv. Lineth Lofer Black of the Reed. Montgomery Gmuir of the Violin of Gruss. Toner Town Tager of Delganish. Fialanic Fairy Glock of Garmin. Srothi in the near meal in a cale, Igan of Castashiro Yas. Coy Lidigan. You mahin chanahe an gawa a hlach an soup. Ar ei dira lei, ha fwyl nis tiwa na ishgid pishrikide. Is fogra ofer kach ar lop na gudach. Un kien san oer beg me chanahe an slash ar huilin, a loot ar doit a loos gasoos a vwyrim ir arish ta paman in a lav. Is critic na si le scoundrel. Is moonhig na si an amrog al gasool ei yo men ar fliad na man. Maar tisch gervisten jou meer op de rode hitten hem af. Is queen jou aan louds en nagin gur hoog lucht al te cider kush falle. I de beeld en tamavan krakal te honing te lesje garn al fiers. Is kega revsches go heeste fend raso. De voen on splasher hood basi doi de willy trail no jasses of clay de flat grosh en de squibishim leerde. Dat niet fear for a foes peg a van peg aan. Is nu rollen she brain gin of a son a mach a snake. Brehig out is pooky lish gain is jack a shee of ruin of a soy van a marlocka moor a rib Jack Russell. Sing the vengeance of the Welshmen of Tiroli. Gallum so good to fash to meet him. Peg an law lin is a hussel of weena. Slan her nashid labas her a digging to. Vermona drohairo vian. A cane or poriok machalsa tave so tire, chase na blunta, harna kienta, fos a gum fa mortis kinne, plus winny na gum na mina winchere. Pride in the blood. The words of the Shanachai grasp me. How the she flew to Cool Huig and lifted the babe from her bed. How they thought the deed easily done, but the girl's dead relation sprang out the graveyard by the village and freed her from the fairy host. When I lay down the book I feel uneasy, for I am a total blowing. I hear your voice in me, my child, who exists not yet but as a spark in my skull. This is a while back, that's all changed. Wondering worriedly of your future father, what will happen when the swarm swipes you? Or will you be taken forever for want of ancestors, in graves within donkey screech of your home? And I tell you what follows to anchor fast all peace of mind, that thus you will doubt not that vague day in the future when sun first strokes your hair. Should foolhardy hosts make so bold as to lay white slender fingers on your head, and I be bound fast, hand, neck and foot with enchanted brambles, help will come, swift and unfailing. For my forefathers here, they burst forth from mouldering graves in every tribe land, every province. They move with the silent speed of the dead, lofty Linus from Balhadrin, mighty Montgomerys from Castle Pollard, sturdy strong-boned Toners from Dawkey, warlike Whelans from Wexford. The battalions stream together, faces turned south of west. All are there, even my great-grandfather, the blacksmith who took the soup. For when all's said and done, blood is thicker than holy water, and they battle the kidnappers. To the front in the slaughter will be my grandfather, the slasher wheeling, his burnt ashes whirling up once more to form the man, his hurley in his hand, and otherworldly hosts will quake and shake. Otherworldly hosts will piss their pants like yeomen on Shliad na Man. For, as these immortal beings have ken of each small thing past or to come, they remember the day in Sallynagan, when those hosts who drink cider by walls, abuse the old simple woman, slasher's neighbour in Pierce Green, And though well on in years, he taught them their P's and Q's, strong strokes to right and left with brass rods of the chimney brush. Fiercer yet and still, his wife Peg will be there, and when she takes a swig of gin and pushes forth her chin, phantoms and poopee flee distracted, scurry to fairy mounds and caves like rats before Jack Russell's. Sing the vengeance of the Welsh men of Tyrone. This I swear, child of my mind, the day will be ours, and you, my treasure, safe back in bed. Here you realize it was more than a nightmare. For though my tribe bred not in this country, through generations, centuries uncounted, still I have pride in this blood within, and put my trust in ties of kin. Angst-riddled poetry about the state of the language. It has to be done, you know. Some people, once they've got well-known and famous, then they say they don't worry about it anymore. They've all gone through their apprenticeship. And I don't think it's a good idea to be always writing stuff about it. It's a bit gloomy and that. But sometimes, you know, something pops up, and you can't really ignore it when you're trying to write in the language, because, you know, basically you're dealing with it the whole time. This is a poem I wrote when I was living on Achill Island a couple of years ago. And Achill Island was a funny old place, I don't know if any of you know it. Strange. But the eastern part of Achill still has a certain amount of Irish spoken there. But the western part, which is where most people go on holidays and stuff, there isn't any Irish really anymore, and that's where I was living. I was working there. And this is just about something that happened to me one night when I was drunk. It's called On Banlieue, the Shepherdess. On Banlieue. He had only gone to Hoska, a shul a while ere of Meshka. Polis a monover de leir on north of the Seriesh. Kenare breathe a wind on Acher son, that he is too, O Huim is fruttle. Lamus and Clee, who is right, scap a querach, a fog and limister a rosh de jarn a seal she shroid you. Higgis tarn a hoch is boh and nap she vru a vi roan, post bobber diamagum, er hath the lor and vert. I'm sure on the radio shunting clue with it and mala plastas. Visham shillas maher tana. Cannot point your lack of husband in this mo and eat the rapper. Oh, sneal to ganda shula. Be a dodder air in the hoin, skia and idan badarua. A cougar, nodgeroom. Irairi grain, it is the corum delta. Is knap a chastama, fog, trenguldoris, the ballad. The Shepherdess. A Sunday night, Eastertide, walking home quite drunk, a low and constant murmur heard floating out of darkness, no grasping meaning from that distance, yet I knew your flair, your intonation. Vaulting the fence and onwards scattering sheep, leaving the safe and certain orange circle of the streetlight, aware, they do have streetlights in some place on Ackland, but aware, despite my constant hope, no spectral palace lay ahead. Still disappointment stabbed on finding the guilty radio wrapped in a plastic bag. You were there, pouring forth, mother tongue. There's no open truck with you these days in Lower Achill, yet you're not without your uses. Stand sentinel over our lambs, a shield against the wily fox. But listen, when night ends and your work is done, and the dial clicks to off, depart, mute, through the tradesman's entrance. This next poem is another one, a short poem, a very short poem I wrote on Achill as well. And I wrote it after I was teaching out there. I was teaching American students archaeology, how to excavate and stuff, which is interesting. And we used to take them on field trips. And I used to take them to Achill Beag, which is a small island just to the south of Achill across the narrow sound. The sound is very narrow, it's only about 150 yards or so, but it's extremely strong currents. People are always drowning in there. So it seemed further than you would have thought. And it's representative of a lot of islands, I suppose, off the coast of Ireland, like the Blaskets and other places, which have been deserted, usually in the early or middle part of the 20th century. And I was speaking to a friend last year. His wife is Norwegian, and he went to Norway. And he took a trip on a sort of a ferry boat up along the northwest of the country that stopped in at a lot of the small islands there. And he was saying that there were people living on just about every rock that could fit a house on. And he said that the government's attitude was that the citizens had a right to live wherever they lived, and it was the government's job to supply an infrastructure for them. And this struck me as very different from Ireland, where people were essentially badgered off either actively or else through negligence, and in a country where the attitude is still, you know, your citizenship depends on how useful you are to the economy. So anyway, Corach rawr ar fael na glir, mar yng ngheor, falcri corig ys fioch o dan corig, cap coerach cwyrus, triatlig tihir cat y tigw, mar foli teho ar ymwyl sroedau, blan y tepe ar y thol y ffoel ar fwyr o'n i ddau'n unsio algy. A fath corach over Bale na Glia, to where you'll find bog pimpernel and bog thistle, sheep shit berries, a carrion of empty houses flung about like tato bags on the side of the road. The smell of failure can be found on the Isle of Destiny's many islands. When the guys came down, when Paul and some of the other folks came down to the Fáil Beag Phliath in Ballyferder, I saw that there seemed to be a great emphasis on performance poetry, which is nice to have people doing it. And in Irish, there's a very long tradition of performance poetry. In terms of reciting from memory, there's a verb for it, raca, feheg raca, to be reciting poetry from memory. Of course, it goes back to, you know, the sort of pre-Christian days when the bards used to lie in the dark on their pallets for 7 days without food, you know, composing big long rhymes or how to. But what I was saying to Paul just there was that I was found it incredible that they could remember these things in free verse, because I know, you know, poems with 40 or 50 verses in them, but they all have regular meters, and that was where the meter came from, certainly in Irish, because its purpose was primarily mnemonic, the idea that you could remember things, and that's why so much was formulated in verse, that was how prior to the introduction of writing in Ireland, that, sorry, I'm getting into archaeologists mode here, I have to swerve back out of this, but that, you know, a lot of this stuff wasn't really particularly good poetry, but it was remembering the seven rules of, you know, good husbandry and keeping, you know, your neighbour happy and not stealing the sheep and stuff like this. A lot to do with prayer and law and things like that. But I'm just going, and the other reason I'm going to just recite a couple of poems. The other reason I'm doing this is because a lot of my poetry has very regular meter and things like that in it, so it doesn't really lend itself to translation. So I'm not going to translate these, I'm just going to give you a brief idea of what they're about. The first one is fairly long, and it's called Thornough, which means to decline or to fade out. And it's a poem about a character from folklore in the area in West Kerry, and his name is Tarrahan Posh, the Bull of Sauce. And Sauce Creek is it's one of the most difficult places to access on the Dingo Peninsula. You need to be a really good climber to get down there. And he lived at the bottom of these cliffs. There's cliffs on three sides and the sea on the other side. And he lived down there, and he had this reputation. One of the stories about him was that he had a wife. I don't know how he convinced a woman to marry him and move down there, but anyway. His wife was pregnant and she was giving birth, and she was having complications. Things were getting difficult, so he went off to try and find a midwife, and he had to climb up cliffs that are about 2,000 foot high. They're not really cliffs, but close enough. And went off and got the midwife, came back, and his wife and the child were both dead. And what he said was, okay, you're going to have to stay here and be my wife now, basically, is what he said. Now, this is a story, I don't know what happened. And then, this is the kind of person he was, and he's also mentioned in a very long song called Hooksy Wrong in Errol. That's a very long channel song with about 30 horses. And he's mentioned in it, it's a song about faction fighting. And there's two main factions, the Garrosig and the Manini. And he's mentioned as being a great man for, you know, cutting the ears off people with his fastest Ryan, you know, his stick and stuff like that. So this is the kind of guy he was anyway. And I suppose the poem was just about, you know, memory and things like that. And it's addressed to him. So on that good Joe had up on Posh, came off with a Rimahill wound folks. Is a rean to sell to Dodger near Bolton. Now hitch gel to la inch to la vote. The founder and false Mavanath the Jol and Lajak Murstoch and Meme Molus, nor a Hagen Punk egg in the Machin Sup, nor a Ditteris Jack and Uig Ahoer. Daru Cheery and Olus Marfowl, Lanny Boss Cripple, Lua no Mowl. Son the stroy yenot of egg shade one, they'll skyrun qui, they grish our sound. They get your gumps of the little kerna, it leer at meat and they pishkin di huine, shin on hino and round the nook, nor bowl they dare no battery short. Bader the nap bosh, skur starg in them haas, och tahi de brickle rock, or farther she a vea dotrit. Dean o ye on tout is oiled. Pashed of yog the ron glaish of reig, hoher fire ager a dree hail, fury of marre and mortal valle, fac mar horse and ach mar palle. Sheed son and clown the woundly tariff, wigger gone doyle on a pain of sheriff, tre kiche kiche banne hurt, bachum of morna er lach fwin. Tam rúch ag a gawal da chwitse, ha lia marri da hi a mihe, dídam dia gwig ar rinnal chwose, ach gilin ean ar fós gan a chrinna. Le mir na fina se darag ar neab ní, ni al fag a gwoan ach anlan raaf li, bain glwine mar le fornart a gwt mar chéle, nor a deig am reh da vann as da fáiste. Eg eil nig lehan to brin a batini, bachadu a dachomas shil gara tchli. Ken tuntus garawish mar a luan an fila, gamin oirach, loider malaha. Arnis fawn to chit fiun a chit fiuchid chligan, na uignis a fagus an smur fein nig tirin, gus berfan nig beru a gwirar an taash, na fuad os mi dó lás a titan le fána. Ach na chred an hó an brón dúste hir dutse im hó, sé á rúm fucha oisach da fianú fachos, mar níl barbar hach púas al uain an jóf, is air du nias bláchas fai mi loch. Gar réib sé caile loch a lach a fiamar le dlianta bio, bar a hún an nahar a shleau mien ar a bolag, nid cupernach an fiam an cholag. An lúm vúir ar tí amach gatóin píl, gatóin san air a stimmin a hías, glúsin fég an ach gúrnán a níl, gus an son is do chasún ar eb si eam riad. Ná habar sa níl gur bach mar apart, si eam a tach siúta sin fiaul bárt, níl ma láb a mar a níg si mítin, a chuinne a gwein le tauchaí gan anam. Critigi marsin a raun son na buise a raunig a di chéli cael harris, achilles, un con, gus adi mandiaf, mar gu gael for hwyr gael ar nos harab an taas. The other one I'm going to recite is very short, it's just a sonnet, or I'm not too good on the terminology, I think it might be a curtailed sonnet, but I've been messing around with sonnets quite a bit lately, this one is called Imbolc. Probably most of you know what Imbolc is. Better known now as La Lebrida. So it's the start of the spring in the Celtic or the ancient Irish calendar. And it's about I woke up one night. It was the last night of January. It was the night of the 31st. So coming into Lala Breda, and I was living in a hostel at the foot of Clunker Cairn just outside Dingle at the time. And I woke up for two reasons. I needed to go to the toilet was one of them, and the other was that I could hear a bitch fox on the mountain screeching her head off, which probably meant that they were mating. And it's just about that and sort of getting up and going to the toilet and, you know, well, there's not actually that much about most of the toilet, but it happened. Standing there, you know, you're kind of just standing there and manipulating the screen, you know, sort of gets all the animal side of you going, you know, and it's all very suitable for the end of winter, so you get the picture and you're in both. The hoosh in may a gwindo vihe, diaver deramach in hira, ga kush the vilesh, ga musquile. Gus hiad ar son eistach ar horan, shunig gwinan, fe shunach firan ar uchar sleve ag bulach frican. Cúram quirpul corhidian, deistus leis an shgradar níl, leiru lúm gachile bíam. Tluas leis sif fe bach an gair, nuchtahe fein gwinó gail air, frang I aintish imun ohir. Preis scoide bio och no go charn, dú lúchra na bliana na mithe charn. I'm going to go back to reading now, and I'm going to read a poem. Those of you who were down in Ballyferder would have heard. It's kind of returning to the theme of what I was saying about Achill Beag and sort of the bonn and the tuatha or the desertion of the countryside, which seems to be, to me, to be continually far from the holiday houses. And this is just about the view. There's a mountain behind my house where I live in Drimalcaidir called Rin Connell. I was just standing up on top of it one day, and it's about what I could see, and I was just thinking about how when I was young, one of the things we used to do for entertainment was watch out in Smurrick Harbour, where the illegal salmon fishermen would be trying to get away from the Navy when they would turn up unannounced, and they would be sending raids after them. The guys would be dropping concrete blocks down and stuff. It was great practice. But there's no boats anymore. That's just one of the things. There's a few images in this. But it's all here. An chuin is so than my affairn, mar na fuil na part in the nate from a yogach, ya flach a coach over. Ach I bio, ya real to jackla gwen yoga, er nos chnuos de chala aitche vi a chan slan tu. No a valer tam lan bishkeel. In order to spawn and re and fear lawn and vori and vast, stowless and elder sky on a snake, who will push the inti, cree a ghoul of foes, no taldo and urum. Ni hurry in bad, not quit sapoon he is. Be a rahi of no, is minike fact. Ni han tishka warn a car and a lane shach, no taldain shach and a lee or na hen, gnade and beard. Bader the vetter and room so whispered. An orha of Risha, da meach na focal creown, the spits their borrowed shark na nigger, soulish na mere floor gana flicket, sorry, the soulish na mere floor proime quali gana flicket in yati, a ta tust towel lash tig, agus tust and buck. Back west, this corner of the townland, where the fields are not neat and rectangular, with parallel boundaries, but small and irregular, speckled with boulders, like a cluster of cancer cells and healthy tissue, or the absolute opposite. Above the zigzag course of the green track back and forth across the mountain stream, shows a pulse, a still beating heart. Or perhaps I'm mistaken. No boat nor punt stirs the harbour below, either shoaling or, most often, nothing. It's not the water only which is like a sheep, for a sheep lies on this scene's every part. Perhaps the riddle could be untied, the spell broken. Had we the correct words or knowledge of the combination, like the chrome keyboards on the sandstone gateposts. But there is a hollow silence within, and silence has slipped the leash. This is, that last one was I think the first one I read wasn't from my book. These are ones I'm waiting for the next book, whenever that happens, for sure. I'm just going to read another two or three poems, I think. That's about my time up, I should think, anyway. This one here is called An Bíochta. Now, in English, that means the season, in the sense of a season for a particular activity or a season for a particular crop or something like this. And this is about a certain time of the year which induces, what would you say, a mind-altering effect on a lot of the population around Dingle. Ambiishti. Tommy to Drihid, Tavlesh and Yol, is a down to sun, the sail, the sky. I fed the Kurahon of her bus, her Nashka true from Rayal of Wish. True or a Dagnish Jath, a Shul and Haranur lawyer. Shasan Egan Bear, Ordean, Glupian Heart. Slayer Nachmo, Dun to Stoy, Gary Crook the Babylon, and Gwyn Suhamach Grumpa. Mach Imrusan mar follow marav. A mach leo or ishter baul, juchan a fos er chumfert, gan fiu bolgam mer chal. Ni chredam an cuxti son, fu ha son na chapadur garao da rabal ta etil dagas. Gasugat mar a chriach nian an shkeel. Ach er an rohar a walla rair, tle malariach, Near Halvig na bwein an drunk la fiu o'r a wain. Shalin ag shalgadach dar cliachan na strege, leif hir de hach na mocht. Ach na afiokiad, bo var uig an harte, o tog tu trus grof na balfe. The season. We're in the trihit beside the music, and also in the land of shadows, waiting uneasily for a bus back to reality's terminus. Three that come in and cross the floor. They stand at the bar, order, stare around. The hanging gardens of Babylon, clearly no more a wonder than this company within. Yawning pupils like dead pollock. In a short time, out they wander, drinks still on the counter, not one swig gone. I don't credit the bullshit about those who thought that they could fly, and you know how that story ends. But cycling home last night through Bodyrayuk, the tires touched the ground not once. Here we go, punting on the side of Scrag behind the poorhouse. But do not pick from the famine graves, or you'll take a trip in the Morrigan's claw. With this very, very short one, which I always finish up with. It's just a notion I have, so some of you will have heard it already. It's called Ag Cáithe. Trugin ag iarraidh féidirachtaí ag riocht an tail, a scara ó na cuinsí teoranta a báilin, ag an dé deire, nádar a aine guin, chúca é an chá, nó an gráine, a spilach a goe. Winnowing. Here we go, trying to separate the infinite possibilities of life from the limited circumstances we prefer. The last breath, none of us know whether it was the chaff or the grain that flew off in the wind. From our